from the heart of Broadway here on historic downtown Cape Girardeau on this rainy Thursday, April 21st. It is topical Thursday, Tanner Thursday, Zilla Thursday.
Tannerless.
Tannerless Thursday.
A whole lot of T's.
Yeah, I don't really have a name for it, but
Tannerless topical train wreck?
Oh, God. This is normally where Tanner would be on the show. And as you know, if you've been listening to the past few weeks, Tanner is on a emergency hiatus with his family. We wish the best to him. But tonight, instead, we've got Jesse Kimball and Lindsay Wolfgang with us. Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
I am not a man.
I said lady and okay. Lady.
That's, you didn't.
I said gentleman and lady.
No.
Yeah, it was an afterthought.
Check the sound bite later, buddy.
It was an afterthought.
I got you there. We also have intern Pikachu here with us. Intern
Yay!
Pikachu.
Pika.
So Lindsay just put the doll up to the microphone.
It's a great visual gag.
Yeah.
For the audio podcast.
Unless that doll is a Chucky, I don't think it's going to work very well.
Which would be terrifying for Pikachu because, I mean, would he be able to shock us?
If he talked, it would shock me.
He's too cute to be, like,
to get it.
To be called, like, Chucky and stuff.
I mean, the Chucky doll was.
No, it wasn't.
It was a good guy doll.
Yeah.
I don't care. I didn't like My Buddy and Big Sister, and that's what it was based on.
I didn't like My Big Sister either.
Do you have a sister?
I actually have a couple sisters, but they're all half-sisters. And I think I've met them once or twice. When Al, my brother, used to live in Cape, it was somebody else. It was somebody that lived over here, and I went over and met him, and we had like a little family thing, and I met a lot of my family for the first time. Didn't much care for them. My family is very much that kind of rednecky, trash bird kind of family.
I know the feeling.
Using the
I really
term
do.
Trash bird a lot lately.
I like the term trash bird. But yeah, the less I deal with my family, the better, which is why this week was particularly hard for me. And if you listen to the show on Tuesday, you kind of know that already. So I don't need, feel the need to get into that again.
No.
But, I'm not a big fan of my family. I mean, I wasn't even a big fan of my father, to be honest. I loved him, but my mother though, now that was a solid dame and I miss her. Most people would say that about their mothers though.
That's true. I do know a few people that really dislike their mothers. They've done some, you know, horrible things in their past, but
I can't think of a couple. Yeah. But it's usually the mother is the one that is good. Maybe it's that nurturing love that I've heard people have or I haven't had since 2005, I think.
No, because it happened in 2007, I thought, didn't it?
Was it? It was my first year at GameStop.
I moved out in 2005.
Yeah, it was 2007.
Well, that's what I meant. Wait, what? No. Okay, I don't know. You're giving me the evil look, and I did not mean it that way, so we're just going to move on.
Okay.
Move on.
I'll back up your point real quick, though.
Please do.
About the mother.
Whatever gets me the hell away from Lindsay being angry.
I'm not angry.
The father situation. My father's kind of a dick. We've read his racist remarks on air before.
So we've detailed that on the show before. Yeah, he's a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah.
Thank God he's in Australia.
Thank God. And my grandmother passed away. The only fortunate thing about that, the one silver lining, because I loved my grandmother. She was just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I lived with her for a few years. The only silver lining to her passing is that my dad came to the United States for the last time. he's not coming back. Ever.
Like, by choice, or have we outlawed him at this point?
No. It's a really expensive trip.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, like
Australia's fairly far away.
Yeah, I mean, it's an international flight from Australia.
You couldn't drive there. Is what we're trying to say.
You could try, but you wouldn't get very far.
If you had Dennis's car, it's equipped for aqua driving.
Right. It's got it's amphibious.
Amphibious, yeah.
Yeah. No, he's, like, there's no one else here he would make that trip for.
Not you?
Maybe. I mean, he didn't come for any of the other major events of my life. So.
Yeah, but death is kind of different.
Is it?
It is, I think, because when my mother passed away, I saw people that I had never seen before. I saw people that I hadn't seen in years. It was the last time that my core group of friends from that era was together. Me, Bob, Chad, Kaz, Jeremy, and, who did I leave out there? Did I leave anybody out?
Yeah,
those are all the people
I
that I've met.
Yeah, I don't think there was anybody else. Chad, Jeremy, Bob, Kaz. Yeah, that sounds about right. It was the last time we were all together because Chad lived in Columbia at the time. Kaz, I think he was either in Columbia or Chicago at the time. And then Jeremy was from around here. But anyway, it was the last time we were all together was at my mother's funeral along with uncles and brothers and people I had never met before or I hadn't seen in forever and have never seen since.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I've contacted since then is my half-brother, John McCoolidge. But even that is just a, I added you to Facebook, happy birthday type thing.
Right. You know? And you're just referring to family, of course. Like, yeah. Cause I, obviously you've seen Kaz and Chad and Bob since then.
I haven't seen Jeremy in years.
It's been a while.
And he still, he just lives 20 minutes away. Well, no, I guess a little bit further than that. I like Jeremy, but it's a whole other story. Yeah. Hopefully he's not listening to this because the last thing I need is more enemies.
Well, it may not be an, it might be a wake up call for him to try and reconnect.
Yeah, but I don't want him to. Like,
well,
no, it's not.
Like, I liked him just fine, but that was a part of my life that's over now.
I understand that.
One thing people don't understand about me, especially me, and I think all of us to an extent, but especially me, is that when I'm not doing this show and I'm not working, I'm not social. Lindsay is pointing at herself. She's clearly the same way. And Jesse, I know to an extent you are too. That I'm just not social. I don't like to see people. I don't like to talk to people. It's getting me to go do stuff is like pulling teeth.
Well, that's definitely true.
I am perfectly content just sitting in my own little artistic bubble.
Well, you are my shadow though. That's why you don't do much things. Because if I don't do things, you generally don't do things.
I mean, I didn't do things before you.
I know, but I pulled you out of that.
And she didn't do things with you because you also didn't do things.
No, that's not true. We stayed at home and did things.
Yeah.
We played games. We ate pizza.
I'm very much not like that. I will get in moods. Like, occasionally I'll have this feeling where I don't want to see anybody on this planet. Please leave me alone and leave me to my silence.
You get that feeling where it'd be kind of awesome to be a secluded hermit.
Right.
And just not deal with anything. As long as I have the internet.
Yeah, you want to live on that deserted island with coconuts and bikini babes and full cable internet.
Yes.
My T1. I'm showing my age here. What's the good one now? Fiber? Yeah. Fiber internet.
I was going to say, T1's way old.
T1, when I was younger, T1 was what you dreamed of.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was that connection whenever, back in the days of piracy, because we clearly don't do that anymore.
No, we don't condone it either.
Correct. We absolutely do not. back in the days of internet piracy, when it was very prevalent, I remember whenever I got someone on the other end that had a T1 connection, I was like, yes, I'm going to get 5 kilobytes a second.
Bob was the first one I knew that got high-speed internet. I still have 56K for the longest time. And if you've ever tried to play like World of Warcraft on 56K, it was a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
No.
All I'll say is if anyone out there played World of Warcraft, you know the feeling of going to Ironforge, running, then your screen completely freezing, and then you wake up down in the pit. Because you auto-ran the entire time right into the middle of it. Now you got to find the damn ramp to get back up. Or those wonderful Griffin flights where you would start flying and then just freeze. And then by the time it unfroze, you were at your next stop. You're like, well, that was a great sight.
Fortunately for me, by the time I started playing World of Warcraft, I already had high-speed internet. Because I actually didn't start playing WoW until about a year before Burning Crusade.
It's a good time to join in.
Yeah. That was about, because you tried to get me to play before, like way before that. And I was having nothing with it.
Bob and I started on vanilla.
Yeah. But I started like late in vanilla. Like I said, a year before Burning Crusade released is when I started. Maybe a little bit more than a year. I don't remember exactly. But either way, by that point, I already had high-speed internet.
Yeah.
Because I always remember when I was growing up, when I was in middle school, I actually lived with my dad. And every other weekend, I would go and visit my mom. And my mom lived up here in Cape. We lived down in New Madrid. We had dial-up down there. And that's where, you know, I was really excited to get 5 kilobytes per second on a song download. So I always remember being really excited when I would go to my mom's because they actually had the really nice high-speed satellite internet. And we could download songs. It took, 30 seconds to download a song.
Yeah.
Which obviously by today's standard is just
it's still ridiculous.
Lunacy.
Yeah.
But 30 seconds for me back then, I remember I used to set like 9 songs to download and go to sleep, and they might all be done by the following morning.
Yeah, there
maybe,
was
maybe if you were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play Ragnarok online, and Bob saw me play Ragnarok online. He was like, "Hey, can you get me a copy of it?" I'm like, "Yeah," because it was you could try it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded the client for him. And it was like 300-400 megabytes. It took 3-4 days to download. It was ridiculous. When I moved,
we lived in the dark ages.
But when I moved to Cape and got high speed, oh my God, I downloaded everything within that first couple of weeks. Like I was just going on a downloading spree.
I barely
use it.
The fun thing about that, Shannon didn't move to Cape until 5 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
It was 2009.
And before that, we had satellite internet, and we had it installed on our trailer because that's where we lived. and it pointed out toward Mounds. For anyone that lives anywhere near that area, you know where Mounds is. We lived on Hudsonville Road, and the satellite pointed toward Mounds, which kind of points toward Cape, and long story. But there was interference because there was a line of trees outside.
Yep.
So what we did is me, Bob, and Chad went out there with axes. And Chad
and
brought
no gloves.
Chad brought a chainsaw. He was smart. We said no. Like, we're chopping those trees
we're
down.
Men.
Yeah. So we sat out there all day just chopping away on trees.
And then it almost fell on the house.
It did. It came. Well, you say house, but it was a trailer.
It was still a home.
It was. It's important to.
It was home and it was not mobile.
Speaking of Warcraft, Jesse Kimball.
Mm-hmm.
Legion comes out this year.
That's true.
Are you excited? Are you going to play it?
Probably not.
I'm going to just because I play every WoW expansion.
Yeah, I do the same thing. But I didn't actually get... No, I did get Warlords of Draenor.
You did, but you didn't play it much. Because I remember you finally got it to play with Lindsay and I. And then I don't know if you ever did anything in the game.
I did. I hit the level cap. And I started working on my little area.
Your garrison.
Yeah, the garrison.
Yeah.
I started working on the garrison, and then I just stopped. I don't remember what I was playing at the time.
I think Heroes of the Storm came out shortly after that, and that consumed both of you.
Oh my God, Heroes of the Storm. Just talking about it gives me buttery, savory feelings.
That's one game that, like, I've stopped playing that I really want to go back to.
Same. Because we had so much fun playing
it. Oh, yeah.
We played it for hours every night, and mm-hmm. it just never got old to me, unlike League of Legends, which I could play one or two games, and they took 50 minutes each.
Right. That was actually one of the biggest appeals to Heroes of the Storm. Like, a long game of Heroes of the Storm is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's great, because the League of Legends, you can't surrender until 20 minutes in.
Right.
Like, that's still real early game.
I still remember that guy in Heroes of the Storm that were like, well, we lost, you guys suck, and then went into AFK mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, dude, it's been like 5 minutes, and we ended up winning
yeah.
without his help.
Because it's Heroes of the Storm. Like, there's comebacks are a thing.
Yeah.
It's not League of Legends.
Oh, man, we really do need to play that game again. I'm waiting for the Rock and Roll Racing character.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Because the next two characters are Overwatch characters.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I'm going to get Overwatch. I want to. I played the Battleborn beta,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, oh, they're very similar, and I hope not, because if it plays like Battleborn, I don't want it. I tried Battleborn. I didn't like it.
Ben tried the Overwatch beta and said it was really similar to Team Fortress. Did you ever play Team Fortress
too?
Yeah,
I did play Team Fortress, and I liked it. I didn't like it as much as some other people or Super Wizards, but I thought it was fun, and... I don't know. The Overwatch looks really good. And plus, he's still laughing. I really love Blizzard. So.
Right.
Like, seriously, Blizzard, at some point, they're going to have one game from every genre out there. Yep. And at that point, they're just going to own me. Cause they've already got action RPG with Diablo. They got MMO with World of Warcraft. They've got, what would you call League of Heroes of the Storm?
It's MOBA.
MOBA, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got a MOBA with Heroes of the Storm. They have an RTS with StarCraft. Once Overwatch comes out and you get that third-person...
First-person shooter.
Is it a first-person?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that first-person shooter out there, I don't need many other games.
Right.
Blizzard will just own my soul because Blizzard does it better than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, like, of those games you mentioned, the most popular real-time strategy game out there is...
StarCraft.
Hands down.
Yeah.
People are still playing
Brood
War.
The first StarCraft, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, StarCraft 2 is just ever increasing in popularity.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the only thing that really stopped it was when the MOBA scene got really hot with League of Legends. League of Legends is still bigger than Heroes of the Storm, but not by much. And Heroes of the Storm is a better game.
Yeah, I say it's not as fun. I mean, I don't see League of Legends on ESPN.
Mm-mm.
I see Heroes of the Dorm. And then World of Warcraft, I know it's not as good as it used to be, yes.
But it's still,
but still have best. Fun when I get
but,
on it.
I'm gonna say, Lindsay, what is the only MMO you've ever played seriously?
Wow.
What can you name any other one? Because I can think of one or two.
I mean,
Ragnarok.
I played Ragnarok for a while with you, yeah. And whichever one of the EverQuests.
EverQuest 2.
You got mad because I kept picking the lizard people.
And here's why: because when I make a character, I try to make him this handsome knight, and then I'm like, okay, Lindsay plays with me; she'll be my sexy mage or sorceress or whatever.
and then I have comes a out lizard and monk.
She looks like a damn lizard, and I'm like, I can't get erect with you, and that's a problem. But then I switched to the frog race, and uh-huh. I was a battle toad.
There you
so
go.
I was fine with that after that.
Yeah. I mean, like, there are other MMOs out there. Like, Guild Wars 2 is still really popular. There's a few Tryon Wars, Worlds games.
I didn't like
well,
Star Wars is still pretty popular.
Like Granada Espada.
Granada Espada, yeah. Or
that,
Sword
that
of the New World.
It was kind
of
cool.
It was kind of cool. And Guild Wars 2, I actually wrote one of my most popular articles. I used to write for MMORPG.com, and then I wrote for MMOsite.com. And one of those popular articles that I wrote for that was, Guild Wars 2 is completely amazing and no one plays it. Because remember, we all bought it.
Yeah.
And for the first day or two, we were like, oh my God, this is so good.
It was the first few weeks.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we played it for a while.
But then we just fell off. Nobody wanted to play it anymore.
Well, yeah, basically, like, it's one of those things that no MMO has found that correct balance like World of Warcraft has, where it was like, we really liked the fact that you didn't have to talk to people to do the random quests. Like, you could just go to an area, it would pop up like, these are the 10 things you need to kill to complete this area, and you kill them, and then you move on to the next area, which we thought was really, really cool at first, but then with the, like, the auto level capping and the level changing and all that other stuff, like, it made it not fun to explore.
Spawning of stuff just wasn't good.
Right.
You're constantly waiting for stuff.
And plus, yeah. when you play a game like World of Warcraft and go from WoW, it's really hard because the story in World of Warcraft was so good.
Yeah.
Because it was based on those RTSs, which were amazing.
Right. They already had, you know, a very, very rich lore to build
history,
from.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, looking at another side of that, an MMO that had that background that just failed, Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's actually still going.
I didn't like that one at all. I didn't like the way the gameplay was.
It is still going, but I think a lot of those MMOs are still going, and it makes you wonder how. Like, you know, Ultima Online is my favorite game of all time in general, and it's still going.
Well, it's only on private servers now, though, isn't it?
No, it's legit. It's still $15 a month.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's $10 a month. It was always cheaper, but it's like, it's on life support. How? How is it still going?
I guess,
and why has no game ever even come close to the numbers World of Warcraft generates?
It's okay. One of my favorite things about World of Warcraft and Star Wars. Star Wars is the only other one that's really just felt right to me.
The Old Republic or
the
Galaxies?
Old Republic.
Okay.
I honestly, by the time I got into Galaxies, it was after they made the Jedi change and everybody was a Jedi.
The new game experience that ruined the game. Yeah.
And then I was like, wow. And then everybody told me like, yeah, you jumped in at a horrible time. But anyway, the Old Republic, that was amazing. So much fun.
Yeah.
The only downside is the lack of variety.
Mm.
Like, whenever I'm playing through World of Warcraft, or, you know, anybody that jumps on World of Warcraft, there are so many areas to pick from that you can start in and level up and, you know, work your way through different stories. And you can go so many different ways to get to end game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what race you pick, because if you pick elf, but you really want to go over to Stormwind, all you got to do is get to that boat and go.
Right.
Which is what we did.
Yeah, like if you wanted to start somewhere else. I mean, the same thing with like Blood Elves, if you didn't want to start near the Undercity. Like, you could head over to the Barrens.
Yep, and that's what I did with the last one that I did, because I'd never actually made a Tauren and played through those early levels, so mm-hmm. I made a Blood Elf and took myself over to Thunder Bluff and started from over there.
I really liked the Ghostlands the first time we played Blood Elves, but, you know, we're very notorious for switching servers because, hey, a friend started playing, but they're on this server. Okay,
so
we'll switch.
You go through the same quest over and over.
I could
only
do the Ghostlands so many times where I was like, I'll go anywhere else. I don't care where.
It's like, I'm sick of these trolls. I'm sick of these spiders.
I'm sick of these motherfucking trolls in this motherfucking zone.
Plus, the Blood Elf and the Draenei starting areas are the two.
I love the Draenei starting area, though.
But they haven't gotten any love in any of the updates.
Yeah, they didn't get any of, like, because if you play through the old, ever since, what was it, Cataclysm?
Yeah, Cataclysm mm-hmm. changed everything but those two areas.
Because they were still the newest.
Because they were the newest. Mm-hmm. So now if you go through the Human or the Alliance or whatever, you know, whichever race.
It's still so weird to go to Ratchet.
It's weird playing through it because everything's changed and everything's better paced. Like, if you play humans, you get better items quicker. You get quests in better areas. You blaze through it because they want to get you to the higher levels quickly. But not if you play Draenei or Blood Elves. You're still grinding through those old style of designs and it's nowhere near as fun.
Right, which it's almost like punishing people for starting those classes for some reason.
And I like
it's an
my
endurance
Draenei.
Test.
Yeah. Of course you do.
But either way,
and your affinity for weird looking characters.
To be fair, the female character model of the Draenei actually looked pretty good.
Well, the boob's
male
huge.
Character.
Yeah.
The male goat person looked weird as shit.
And it's one
Leave
of those
my
things
goat
that
squids alone.
Do not look up Draenei's on Google.
No, don't.
Because it's nonstop porn.
Just don't mm-hmm. do it.
It's always porn.
I was about to say it's anything you look up on the internet, to be completely fair. But either way, I mean, nothing really has that satisfying like feel to it. And that was the thing, like I said, the Old Republic was the combat system was really fun. The lore was obviously incredible because Star Wars. Like the settings were really cool, everything was written well. The downside is the repetition. So if you wanted to make a new character, you basically had, what was it, four different starting areas for each side that you could start in?
Well,
It was like two starting areas. They were paired off,
yeah. Because if you were the Jedi, it was the Jedi were together, and then the commandos.
Because there were two different Jedis. Yeah. And then there wasn't there another class, or was it only four per?
It was four per.
Okay, so yeah, they were. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So yeah, you could only pick four total. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like four total starting areas, and they were pretty much the same story in all four. Well, each of them had a unique story, but all four of the starting areas were completely the same.
Right.
And then once you got past that, though, like, that part was still amazing because, you know, you got a different experience
each time. Everything was designed for you.
Right.
You
know? But after that first area, there was basically all four classes on both sides. Like, all four classes on the light side went to the same spot.
Yeah.
And all four classes on the dark side went to the same spot after they were done. I mean, different, but yeah.
And thank God now they've changed it to where if you're a subscriber, you get the bonus XP, so you can just do
the story stuff.
Yeah.
Because the story, have to do the side quest. It's a BioWare game.
Yeah.
So the story is obviously incredible because that's just how they do
it. It was. And I had so much fun playing the game because it really felt like it was my character.
Right.
You know, I could react the way I wanted to. Decisions, even though the decision you made didn't really have a huge impact, they still felt personal enough that it made me want to see what would happen.
Yeah.
I killed somebody in one, so the next time I'd forgive them and see what happened. You know, stuff like that. And it was really cool the way they did it.
Right. And it's just, it lacks, like, in a galaxy, in a world as huge as Star Wars, why do I always have to go to Tatooine after I finish my intro stuff?
Yeah, why do I have to go to, what was that city? The it was like a broken down city and it looked amazing. But it had all the rat ghouls there, and it was just so obnoxious. I hated playing that world. It was
because the first time you go there, it's awesome. But then
you're looking up, you're seeing the city line and the landscapes and stuff. You're like, wow, the attention to detail is so good. And then it's like, oh, another group of rat ghouls. Mm-hmm. Again, this is fun.
Can I go over there? No.
Do you like invisible barriers? Do you? I hope you do. I think we're at the end of the MMO era. I really do.
I don't. I mean, MMOs are going to stay popular. Like, World of Warcraft, like, much as it's dwindled, it still has millions of subscribers.
And they keep pumping them out, but I think, okay, maybe I should rephrase that. I think we're at the end of the creative MMO. Because every time someone comes out with something new that's even remotely interesting to me.
People don't want to play something new.
Well, not only that, but it's horrible. Like, I just picked up this damn, what is it called? It was the new big thing. And I don't remember what it's called, and I feel bad about it now.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know what it was.
It's so, on my laptop. Give me
so
a second.
So you certainly
here.
Didn't play it that much.
Well, while you're looking
Black
that
Desert.
Up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say, while you're looking that up, another game that hit almost like environment. Environment is something that a lot of MMOs, I think, are lacking, and lore. Remember Terra Online?
Yeah.
That game was awesome.
It was a lot of fun to play.
It was beautiful. The combat system was great. The big downside, you were killing the same enemies in literally every area, and they didn't make any sense.
No, we talked about this before, you and I, because we played it together.
Right.
And I loved my character. He was this handsome knight with a lance and a shield, and I could actually block for you.
Yeah, and because I think you went like with the big lancer, and I had this big hammer or an axe-wielding dude.
Yeah.
Like this big axe-wielding berserker and this big armored lancer just roaming the countryside.
And we did well with it. We had a lot of fun. But then, like, you would go to town, and right outside of town, there'd be demons just hanging out.
Yeah.
There would just be fields littered with monsters, and you're like, why would anyone live anywhere near here?
Right. And, I mean, it's one of those things in World
of
Warcraft.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. It's just designed to kill things. It's like, go here, right. Kill things level.
And I know that a lot of games try to focus on getting you to end game so that you can, you know, enjoy that faster.
And the PvP. They
right.
want to get you to PvP as fast
and
as possible.
And Terra, that's what it wanted you
Unless
to do is
like
get
me
up to
and
PvP.
Don't give a crap about PvP.
Or right. grouping.
Yeah. So, like, it was really unfortunate in Terra, and that's one thing. You know, another thing, World of Warcraft made sense. Like, you went to a city, and you were in, like, a guarded city, and if anything tried to go in there, there were tons of guards that would tear apart whatever demons were close by the door.
Yeah.
Not the case with Terra.
No, I still remember in World of Warcraft, one of the first times I went to Stormwind, not only was there like guards and stuff, but there was like a platoon that would scour the area. They would like go down the road.
And you would actually go on patrol.
Yeah, it was just so cool. It pulled you in. It made you feel like you were a part of that world. Whereas Terra, it was just a video game.
Right.
And that's the problem with MMOs I have now is they're just video games. Like Black Desert Online, the one I was talking about earlier. They were like, oh, it's got the greatest character creation tool of all time. I said, okay, I'll accept that challenge. So I went in, and it is. You can customize everything. Every inch of your face you can customize. I've never seen anything like it before. Then I get into the game, and it is the most generic Korean grind fest that I've ever played. It's one of those games that you click on the person you're supposed to go talk to, and it automatically walks you there.
What?
That is a terrible decision. Why would you take I still remember when I played remember Warhammer Online?
Yeah.
Briefly, I played it, and I got Lindsay to play it briefly, too, but she didn't like PvP, and it was mostly PvP.
Mm, was that the one with your witch hunter?
Yes, I had a witch hunter, my favorite class of all time.
Yeah, I remembered something.
And when you would take a quest on that game, you would look at your map, and there would just be an X or a circle on it saying, go here. And that takes me out of it. Like,
yeah.
Don't well, tell that, me where that, to go.
And when you're in this like nice fantasy land and you see someone named Groudon 59 or
well, that's
or
always
something.
Bothered me. Even when I played Ultima Online, and I don't know how many Vegeta 69s I ran across. Occasionally, I met his older brother, Vegeta 420.
No, this
to be fair, the nice one.
That was before the 420 thing was huge. 69
was
definitely
still strong. Though.
No, back in Ultima Online, the names you saw were XX Vegeta Super SSJ XX
Sephiroth underscore.
Right.
Yeah.
That kind of those kind of names. And, you know, I say that having
because
said
that was
on,
your name?
Having said on the show before that my first email address was Majin_Vegeta88@hotmail.com.
I hated fusing that damn DBZ with my games. Drove me crazy.
To be fair, I didn't do that in any games because honestly, I didn't play any games until God. Well, I mean, I played Diablo. That was the only game I played online until first-person shooters. And then after that, I played World of Warcraft. But I was obsessed with, and I played Diablo 2, obviously, for a whole lot. But whenever I played Diablo 1 and Diablo 2, I was actually obsessed with having names that were kind of true to the lore.
Yeah.
And that sort of evolved in Diablo 2 from, like, I didn't necessarily want names that made sense so much as I wanted names with no special characters. So, like, I remember I had one character that was just named, there was one I was actually kind of proud of that I got. Oh, it was a barbarian named Balloon.
Balloon?
Yeah. But it had no special characters. So they actually had a term for it back in Diablo 2. I think it was like Orig names or something like that. I don't remember what exactly they called it. But you could sell them online. Like if you had a name that had no special characters, people would buy them on the internet.
Ah, that's terrible.
I mean, I never did.
It was like basically that chance of like getting it first, more or less.
That is, if anyone has ever, speaking of names in games like that, if anyone has played an MMO before, you know the worst part about playing an MMO is trying to get a name.
Oh, yeah.
When someone has your name that you like to use and you're like, how the heck did this happen? No one ever has this. I've always had this before.
And then you find out it's you on another account
that you forgot.
No.
That's happened to me.
Me too. That's why I liked like Ultima Online. Like you could put in whatever you wanted for a name. So my first character's name was Christian St. August. And I've loved that name ever since then. Whereas opposed to World of Warcraft, you get one name. No underscores, no special characters. You better have a name no one else has, or you better hit that random button. And what's really frustrating is when I would hit the random button,
and it's just and a it would bunch of jumble of letters,
and it was still taken.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's like hit it, and it's like hubba jubba dooba da. Okay, I'll play hubba jubba dooba da. Name is taken. Are you kidding? Who took that name?
So the other guy that was like that got frustrated, hit random.
Just hubba jubba da. Fuck it. Fine. That's my warrior now. I'm a sexy princess.
And I still remember Garrett's main character in World of Warcraft, because, I mean, he would try to do the same thing. Like, he didn't want special characters. But his favorite character was B-Mage. It was his Blood Elf Priest.
I think my favorite was when I played with Bobby Atwood and Chris Howe. And Chris Howe, or Bobby's was kind of funny, but it was stupid. His was Master Debater. Ha ha, ha ha ha. But Chris played a Tauren, and his name was Pure Anus Beef. That was kind of funny.
Yeah,
but they
funny.
Changed his name in game. As we're playing, they changed his name automatically to Sweet and Tangy. Which to me is much worse.
It's so much better. Like, if that happened to me, I wouldn't even be mad.
No.
I was just like, yes.
I'm sweet and tangy now.
I am now sweet and tangy, the Tauren Paladin.
Ah, we've heard tales of you, sweet and tangy. You will lead us.
You will lead us to victory.
Oh, it hurts.
You can't milk those.
And now we got the Warcraft movie coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I do too.
It's so hard describing to people that don't like Warcraft why I'm excited. Because they see the trailer and they're just like, that's just a bunch of CG. You hate CG. But
it's Warcraft.
Like, how do you do an orc right?
And they do amazing cinematics as it is in the game.
They do.
So this is on a movie level?
Okay. Diablo 2 had incredible cinematics. Diablo 2. This was a game that came out like in the...
That game came out in 74.
Not quite. Easy.
Not quite that old.
No, it came out in the 90s.
The game itself had vector graphics.
Yeah. What? I don't know what that means.
I don't think it does.
Either way, like, it was an isometric game and it had almost no graphics at all, but the cinematics were so pretty for Diablo 2. And then you get into, like, the cinematic they released for Legion. Did you watch that?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Good lord.
Every cinematic they've ever put out for World of Warcraft. In fact,
it's always been quality.
One of the first, my first memory of World of Warcraft, other than I went to GameStop. I'm sorry, it was actually Babbage's at the time. I went to Babbage's, I think it was Babbage's.
Yeah.
To pick up Final Fantasy 1 and 2 on Game Boy Advance.
Definitely Babbage's.
And I went in and Lee Hodges was working. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick up Final Fantasy 1 and 2. He's like, just get World of Warcraft. And I was like, I really don't want that. I want, just get World of Warcraft. Okay, I'll take World of Warcraft. And of course I loved it. But when I first booted it up, I didn't know anything about World of Warcraft. I had played the first Warcraft game on PC when I was a kid. And that was it. I didn't play 2. I didn't play 3 yet. I didn't even know 3 was out. So I start playing it and I watch the cinematic. And I was like, oh my God, this game looks incredible. Then I start the game and I go, what happened to the cinematics? Bring those graphics back. This game looks terrible. It looks like a cartoon.
But they were Murlocs.
I mean, yeah, now I appreciate the shit out of it. And honestly, like, the graphics are amazing.
It even looked good back then. It's just, it didn't look near as good as the cinematics.
The style didn't match. The cinematics were dark and realistic. And then the graphics were very Pixar-like. They were just bright. And pretty.
And a little goofy.
And now the graphics in WoW, even though they're the same, ever since the new models came out.
Yeah, they gave just introducing new textures.
And it looks great.
Oh, yeah.
It looks fantastic. And this new Warcraft movie looks amazing. So trying to explain to people why I'm excited about it is really difficult.
Plus, I mean, say what you want about, like, you know, you don't like MMOs, you don't like the gameplay, anything else like that. Warcraft still has an incredible story.
Yeah.
Which I knew none of it either. Like, I know you filled me in a bunch of it from playing the other games.
Who was it that started WoW and you and I just tortured him with knowledge? Asa,
yeah.
He was like, well, what's this going? And we were like, sit down. Let me tell you a story. And we just went over the entire history of Warcraft.
Well, because, like,
especially when it comes with anything with Arthas. You're all over it.
I love Arthas.
Sylvanas is my go-to, which obviously is directly involved with Arthas because Sylvanas is just an awesome character.
Yeah.
And just an unfortunate character.
Tragic hero.
Yeah.
Well, like, tragic villain.
And what would be funny is, like, Asa would ask about it. Like, we would try to just give him the answers that he wanted,
but
those answers would always lead to more questions.
It's like going on Wikipedia. You're looking up one thing, but you're going to end up with 30 tabs open going, I didn't know pickles originated there.
What was I originally looking at? Columbus.
Yeah. What? When does Warcraft come out?
It's November.
Is it November?
It's November.
Yeah, it's November this year, I think.
The movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait that long. It might be August.
It's end of August.
Okay, I need to see it.
I mean, we have the internet. We can make this happen.
I know Legion is somewhere
it's
in
the
time
end of August.
The Warcraft movie, for those of you that don't know, is actually going to be based around Warcraft, I think, 2. It's either 1 or 2. It's back before, it's pretty much before the Alliance and the Horde were formed.
It's all about orcs.
It's all about orcs and them coming into, to our world. It's very similar. It almost takes place right after Warlords of Draenor.
The movie is June 10th.
What?
Good.
Well, then the thing I saw was wrong.
That's way earlier than I thought.
Well, it makes
was.
Sense because, I mean, there's toys out for it already. I'm really excited to see the Alliance in real life. I'm so excited to
you
see
these
things.
You want to see that armor. That's what you want to see.
Stormwind armor is the best.
And then actually Legion doesn't come out to August 30th, so maybe
that's
what you were thinking
of.
Maybe
that's what I looked at.
But I'm so excited. And I
just
can't hide it.
And I don't want to hide it. Jesse beat me to it.
I finally got one.
There are certain people that want to see the movie with me, and I told them, you won't even understand it. You won't have a clue what's happening. What's that? What is that? What's the green guy with an axe?
It's a big green thing.
I don't know. It's an orc, stupid. Go back to church!
There was so much anger there.
I would get angry about World of Warcraft and Warcraft in general.
But yeah, no, the movie looks great. I'm not sure. I think it is Warcraft 2 because the Warcraft 1 storyline is simple.
Very. Orcs came in, we fought them.
Pretty much.
And we won. God was on our side.
But I think Warcraft 2 actually had a more in-depth reason for the orcs coming through, because I want to say that's when...
Something about their worlds collapsing.
They went through the portal.
Yeah, that's when the orcs went through the portal and invaded
Azeroth.
Yeah.
And a lot of the characters from the movie are characters from, like, a lot of them are from Warlords of Draenor. If you play World of Warcraft, a lot of the characters you see in the past in Warlords of Draenor are in this movie.
Right.
The orcs, that is.
Well, because the Warlords of Draenor goes through the history of WoW, and you can meet, like, they WoWify, like, these characters from Warcraft 1, 2, and 3.
And I think the king in this movie is the father of Varian Wrynn, if I remember correctly.
Because in the Legion trailer, they talk about the father of Arian Wrynn. Well, isn't the father of Arian Wrynn,
I think it's King Lane is his name?
I don't remember. Well, in the Legion trailer, you see him. I think you're mixing them up. Because he actually, like, in the Legion trailer, he pulls out the picture of Wrynn, and he's actually talking about him.
Now I feel the need to look it up, and it's bad when you're on a podcast and you're looking things up, and right? You're not quite sure of what you're looking up.
Well, I mean, to be completely fair, we didn't We didn't mean to talk about
Warcraft for 40 Warcraft minutes. No, we didn't.
Has it really been 40 minutes?
It has. Also,
today's the Warcraft show.
Lane Wrynn was the ruler of the Kingdom of Azeroth during the First War, which was Warcraft 1. He was the child of King Adamant Wrynn and is the father of King Varian Wrynn. Yeah, yeah. And he's the grandfather of Anduin, which is the little bastard.
Uh-huh.
And yes, he is the... Okay, so once again, this is like the third time on the show Shannon was right, and I'm proud of it. And don't get used to it. That's all.
Yeah, okay, no, it's Anduin that you see in the Legion trailer.
Anduin.
Yeah, that's the son of Varian Wrynn, who was a child. If you played Vanilla WoW, he was the child in the throne room because they couldn't find the dad. And then he grew up and he was a teenager, and I guess now he's going to be an adult.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of cool. And that's what I love about WoW, is if you started in Vanilla WoW,
you get all the progression.
There's progression, yeah. In no other MMO is there actual progression.
I mean, but it kind of gives you that, like, it would be the video game version of Judge Dredd. You know, the original run of Dredd. It was the only one that, it went continuously for hundreds of issues. And the characters actually aged, the area aged, and there was impacts that stayed. Like, it was the one comic book where...
So it wasn't like DC where they just rebooted it every couple of years and everything was fresh again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they have now. Like, after the latest Judge Dredd movie came, like, it's been rebooted, like, 3 times since then. But at first, like, yeah, it just went all the way through and, like, you kind of, like, everything grew up with you, like, including other characters.
And that's awesome. That's what separates stuff like that. You know, that's what made WoW so special to me, was I could literally go to places I went to before and it's different and think, I remember when I did this there that you can't do anymore. I can't think of a single other game that you can do that in an online game like that.
Right. You know? I mean, there is like, well, it's another Blizzard title. If like, in games like Diablo 2 and Diablo 3, you visit, and obviously it's different because it's, you know,
it's
new iterations.
Sequel.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Which I guess technically you can call the expansion pack sequels in World of Warcraft. But like Diablo 2, I remember you can go to Old Tristram, which is, you know, the place you went to in Diablo 1.
Right.
And like, that was just a really cool thing you could do. And, I remember, and you fight Oswald, the
rabbit?
No.
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 Or Griswold.
Is it from Vacation?
Yeah. I think it's Griswold, the blacksmith.
Was it the blacksmith? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From, cause we used to do Tristram runs in Diablo 2 that was part of the rush to get to level 90, for a certain set of levels, you'd go to Tristram over and over again. And we called the Tristram runs, Griswold's Avengers. It's a lot of fun. But yeah.
God,
like,
bless you, Blizzard.
It was just one of those things, like, if you hadn't played Diablo 1, then that area really means little to nothing to you.
Right.
Same thing with, like, Deckard Cain as a character. And I think, there's one or two areas in Diablo 3 that you visit that are...
Well, you go to Tristram again, don't you, in Diablo 3?
I think you go to New Tristram in Diablo 3.
Yeah, and one of the first quests you do.
Yeah, which is the place you went to in... Or, no, that wasn't the place in Diablo 2. Maybe it was. I don't remember. It's been too long.
And it's like that in WoW. I remember the first time I went to Lordaeron. or the Undercity, which used to be Lordaeron.
I got so lost in the Undercity.
It was a terrible starting area, but you walk through
the Undercity.
You walk through the gates and you actually go into the throne room, which was the setting for the best cutscene from Warcraft 3, where Arthas kills his father.
Yeah.
And you can actually hear like the cutscene in the background. Like it's almost like ghostly. It's just awesome the way
and you
they
see
that.
Like you see like the crack on the ground and the blood from the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so good. And Blizzard puts so much detail in everything they do, and that's why I like them so much.
Yeah, because I think that was actually something we were showing Asa, wasn't it? We had him actually take his character to that spot, and we're like, you see this? Watch this cinematic.
Yeah, we're like, all right, watch this. Now see where the crown fell? Right there? That's there.
It's so cool.
I'd sit in the throne room, in the throne, and I'd take screenshots. And I'd post.
Oh, he would.
Yeah. I was like, look, I'm on the throne. It was like Disneyland for me.
It really was.
Because I've never been to Disneyland.
I've never been to Disneyland either.
Or Disney World.
I've been to Disney World.
I've been to both.
I've been to...
You've been to Six Flags?
Yes.
If it makes you feel any better. I like Six Flags a lot more than I do Disney World.
That's because Disney World's mostly aimed towards kids.
Which is why Lindsay loves it.
Okay, well, Magic Kingdom is aimed towards little kids.
And to be completely fair with Disney World, most of what I saw, there were very few, like, rides are really much to... Like, if you're a family on a budget, you're going to have a bad time in Disney World. Because it's mostly, like, shops, shows, and a couple of rides.
If ever I'm
rich... But it's all inclusive. The only thing you have to pay... Like, the shows you don't pay extra for. You just go to them.
Right. But, like, the shops...
But, yeah. Oh, God, the Villain Store. I love the Villain Store.
Why do you think every time though somebody wins the Super Bowl and they say, where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland.
I'm going to Disney World.
It's because that's the only people that can afford it. Are people that win Super Bowls.
But, well, when ticket prices keep raising every year.
And I think they're raised
though,
again.
They did.
The year we did go, my mom bought these special pass, like they were timed passes.
Fast passes.
Yeah. Like you bought one and then an hour later you could take the fast lane.
Yep.
And my mom would just like, she planned out very carefully where to go through. And I'll never forget the Star Wars ride.
Yes, Star Tours.
That thing was, Star Tours was really cool.
I would like to,
I mean, I think you have a picture that you sent me, didn't
you?
Well,
that's the picture of Wesley on the speeders outside of it.
I said you and your Wesley.
Me and my Wesley. Yeah.
So that was by far my favorite thing I did at Disney World.
When you're going in though, when you're waiting in line and that, you have R2 and C-3PO like as your early guides and you just hear them talking and conversing as you wait to get into the ride.
See, the fun thing about the Fast Pass, you want to get some people looking at you dirty.
Just walk in and go straight through it.
Uh-huh.
Basically, because the line...
Because they've been too lazy to get it.
It was literally, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the way they curved and ran that line through...
Oh, you waited in line at least an hour, if not longer.
It was a mile long, I'm fairly certain, the way they had it curved through and, like, everything else. And all the things you had to walk past and through and all this other stuff. And whenever we were walking through, like, I'm kind of sad that the line wasn't, you know, the wait wasn't a little longer... Because they're like the environments were super cool looking.
They make a point that you have stuff to look at while you're waiting.
Right. Good. But at the same time, there was nobody in front of us. So it was me and my family just walking. Because there's a whole extra lane for the
fast pass
people. So we're just sitting there walking and I see people looking at us like, dirty sons of...
Which they still do that, but now they've got the nifty little like wristband things that you order before you go to the park and you pick your color and it puts your name on it. And it ends up just becoming like an extra souvenir.
We definitely didn't get that.
The only thing cooler would be to dress up like a Star Trek character.
You're not allowed.
And go through the fast lane and just flip people off.
You're not allowed to dress up in Disney. Little kids are the only ones that are allowed to, that are, have exceptions.
Is it true that if you see a Toy Story character yell, Andy's coming, they have to fall down?
They used to. I don't know if they still do or not.
Is it true that Disney's head is somewhere in there frozen?
No.
No, his whole body's frozen still.
Is it true that there's a sex room?
I do not know. I know there is a secret room in Cinderella's castle that they've now opened up as a honeymoon suite that you can pay out the ass and stay in the park overnight.
Pay out the ass to put it in the ass.
Did you know that...
yes, classy.
The actors at Disney, I don't remember what they have a name for them. Like the actors in the park, if they break character, they get fired.
Yep.
Like,
I mean, I can understand that. With Disney, you're selling an experience.
Right.
You don't want to break that experience for someone. Because for adults, yeah, whatever. It's kind of cool. But for a little kid, when they see Mickey, that's Mickey.
Yeah.
That's not a guy in a Mickey suit. That's Mickey. You don't want Mickey to pull out a cigarette, take his head off, and just like, sup, kid? Rides over there, pal.
Well, I mean, that's why all their entrances and exits are underground and hidden from view and stuff that way.
If you ever want to see the best movie about Disney parks, watch Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Oh, yeah.
From Wonder World.
Oh, okay. Wonder World.
And Uncle Dave. I almost shot Uncle Dave.
Man, that's a... It's not such a big deal with Mickey because it's easier to stay in character if you're wearing the, you know,
if
the giant
the
costume.
Full
oh, you mean like Belle or Cinderella?
But you get
the
like
princesses and the
Gaston
characters.
Is by far the funniest to look up YouTube videos of.
No, I have one to top you on that one.
But what's funny about Gaston?
Cinderella's evil stepsisters.
Wait, slow down.
What's up?
Shannon is lost. What did Gaston do?
He's just awesome.
Yeah, he's like every actor they get for Gaston. You know, they have to have
that arrogance.
I mean, yeah. Dalton played Gaston.
That's different. Well,
yeah, but in Perryville High School. So, yeah. But no, like these guys are actually like, most of them are built and just because they have to fit the character.
Yeah, that's
and on top
of
that, they're wearing a little bit of padding and stuff too. But, I mean, if you challenge him to like a push-up contest or something like
he'll
do it. Like he has to accept because that's Gaston's character. One of my favorite videos, and I'll find this for you afterward because I think you'll get a kick out of this. Some dude challenges him to a push-up contest, and Gaston starts, you know, he's doing like the kids doing some push-ups and stuff like that. Gaston's keeping up with him, and then he looks up at him, he just switches to one arm and keeps pace with the kid, and then the kid looks over and he just stops.
That's awesome.
Now, what about the evil stepsisters? What'd they do?
They're catty as all get out. If you ask them to sing their favorite song, they will do the songs from the movies in their terrible, terrible, awful voices and insist that they sound amazing.
So they're just catty.
They're hilarious.
They're average women.
The Tremaine family is just hilarious.
You know, when you reach a level of renown that you can make Or a level of where everyone's comfortable with you and you can make jokes about women and, racial entities and no one bats an eye anymore. I think it's time to hang the boots up. You're clearly not shocking anyone anymore. I'm going to have to come in here tomorrow. I'm just going to have to go completely transgender to shock anybody at this point. And I'm a little depressed.
Where is this coming from?
I made a joke about a woman and no one responded and now I feel bad.
What was the joke? I don't
even remember.
Being catty and.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
me.
So they're catty and
I am,
so it's an average woman. And then nobody looked. And I thought, well, maybe it's time I retired Podzilla.
Now, if some other like female members of our organization were here, then yeah, maybe you might have got a comment.
No, not Mandy.
No.
No, definitely Mandy. Are you kidding me?
Mandy, I think, would have smacked me and then laughed because Mandy's funny. But there's one I can think of that surely wouldn't have found it funny at all. I think we
she
all know who. Yeah, the slow finger would raise up. We got about 10 minutes left and
we didn't talk about anything.
Yeah, let's get
didn't talk about anything we want to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the things we want to talk about. First from last night, we recorded Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night. Me, Asa, and Allie. Dalton couldn't be there, unfortunately. And after we finished the show, we got the terrible, terrible news that China had passed away completely out of the blue at age 45. They found her dead. And I wanted to talk about that just for a few minutes. Jesse, you watched wrestling during that time. I don't know if you watched WWF exclusively. I know you watched WCW because you were a Goldberg fan.
Yes.
But even you, I assume, know China.
Yes.
And that's the thing about China was that she was, no matter, even if you didn't watch wrestling, she's like Hulk Hogan.
I didn't watch wrestling and I knew who China was.
Everybody knew who China was. She was, you're going to hear the term pioneer a lot if you listen to the WWE TV. And it's absolutely true. She was a pioneer in women's sports and really in women's imaging completely.
Mm-hmm. True story. I always thought her and Zena were the same person.
I also, at one point in time, was that way,
but
it's
I still find
not.
Lucy Lawless to be more attractive.
She is.
I mean, like, going back, absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, same person.
Strong woman.
Strong woman, dark hair.
Yeah. The sad thing about China is that she had such a problem, and we're going to talk about this more in pro wrestling probably, but she had such a strong presence and a strong character. And she always had a chip on her shoulder. If you read her book or if you ever read her interviews, she had such a chip on her shoulder about life. And she was dating Triple H. I know a lot of people know this story already, but she was dating Triple H. And then Triple H basically dumped her for Stephanie McMahon in real life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Immediately after China left WWF, she was done. She couldn't be there anymore. She went from there to independent. She ended up on TNA. She did nothing really with wrestling. She retired from wrestling, I think, in the mid-2000s. And then she took up an adult career. And her adult career, she starred in, I think, 11 adult films between 2005-ish to 2014. Cause I don't think she's done one lately. And that has almost completely excluded her from the WWF Hall of Fame. They've talked about it, how they're not going to put her in because it's not, Triple H said he doesn't want to see his doesn't want his kids to see it and ask questions. Mm-hmm. So for someone like China, who was so influential and was so known by everybody, to fall from grace so hard and then die in obscurity almost.
Yep.
It's a sad tale. Very sad. Really
is. Now WWE is pretending that, you know, all along they've been all for China and how important and awesome she is.
That's the disgusting part. Yeah. As soon as I got up and I saw,
I'm not even
Stephanie
a wrestling fan, and I see that kind of stuff, and I'm like, really?
You know, they're just faking it. They're just hiding that their distaste for this woman. They're looking down on her for the quote unquote choices she made in life. And it's really depressing and really sad. We're gonna talk about it on Pro Wrestling Unscripted on Wednesday. Yes.
Next Wednesday. Week from yesterday.
Next Wednesday. Yes. We're going to talk about it more and really get in depth about what an awful, awful thing this is for the world, not just for the world of professional wrestling. Yeah. And then if you thought China dying was a shock and you thought, well, wow, I can't believe that happened.
More bad news today.
Then I wake up this morning and I get on the group chat that we do, the Podzilla chat that a lot of us are a part of, but not Lindsay because she's a girl and no girls allowed.
We have a sign and everything.
We do.
But I'm one of the guys.
You have certain points that disqualify you. Yeah. Kurt Schilling would say that you belong in one specific restroom. We talk about that on the sports show this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun with Cody and Lindsay. Anyway, I get up today and I see you guys posted on there. And then I guess you guys had mentioned it and I missed it somehow. Prince died.
Yeah.
Yep. While I was at home before this, I was looking up some more stuff on it. And apparently at about... between 6:30, 6:45-ish, around where his home and stuff was, fans were there mourning, and they all broke up, like, just erupted because a rainbow appeared in the middle of the rain and then vanished almost instantly. And they're like...
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know, it was one of those things, the way I heard about it... I mean, TMZ is the one that broke the news on the internet. My coworker comes in at my other job, and he says, they're saying Prince died. Like, that, that's going to be a real bummer if that's actually the case. Because at first, it was just a death on his property, and police were investigating it.
Right, right.
And it wasn't until later that his agent confirmed that, it was, in fact, Prince. And the police weren't letting anybody know officially until... they had informed the next of kin, then the next of kin could tell whoever they wanted, but yeah.
It reminds me of, we talked about it on the sports show again, but that's airing on Saturday. It reminds me of when Michael Jackson passed away. A lot of musicians have come and gone and have died, and it's always been tragic. From Amy Winehouse all the way to Merle Haggard this year. It's always sad when someone dies. It's just unfortunate. I used to make fun of death, like actually make fun of it, and I don't do that anymore because I realized how awful death is and how permanent it is. You wouldn't believe how permanent death is.
For now.
There ain't no coming back as far as we know.
Well, I don't know. Tupac's been a hologram more than a few times.
It's true. Points given. But yeah, Prince dying, I was never a big Prince fan. And I know a lot of people that were. J.R. Davis, who's a new friend of ours, but an old friend of Ace's and Allie's. He was a big Prince fan. And according to him, it was one of his top five, I think he said. And a lot of people were just...
I mean, isn't he a metalhead?
He is, but I mean, I love rap, but I also love country. You know, I as a rap fan, I still respected Johnny Cash like crazy, you know.
I don't think I know anyone that strictly sticks to just one genre of music.
I can think of a couple, yeah.
I mean, not me, but I do definitely know. They like both types, country and western.
See, I was thinking more...
Okay, fair enough.
I know people that love all music, except country. Yeah, Jesse's raising his hand. Anyway.
I like a small set of country.
Country. There's some classic country that I like. I do like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash transcends all genres. Same thing with Willie Nelson. That's it. No, there's
I mean, there are a few more country artists that, you know, like, I do respect, and they have songs that I enjoy. Like, actually the cover that Johnny Cash did of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
That's an incredible song. I'm trying to remember what the name of the song is.
Hurt.
It is just called Hurt. Because I remember I hurt myself today.
Yeah.
Well,
Trent Reznor went on record as saying when Johnny Cash did the song, it was his song now.
Yeah.
It's not my song anymore.
Yeah, because he took that, made it his, and just it's so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are other songs that Johnny Cash has that are obviously classics, but I mean, I've never been a huge fan of Johnny Cash. I just respect the hell out of him.
Yeah.
And he has some great songs. And same thing with a few other country artists. It's just not my thing.
Right. Well, same thing with Prince. I was never a big Prince fan. If you ask me to name a song by Prince, I can name one.
I can name two, and that's it.
I can name one. Which ones are yours?
Purple Rain and When Doves Cry.
Party Man from the Batman soundtrack.
Those are the two that I know.
What, Party Man from the Batman soundtrack.
Party Man. I'm sure if I heard it, I would know
all
it.
Oh, hell. Yeah. King in town.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Prince did the original Batman Tim Burton soundtrack, and he did a lot of it. And that song, I love that song, but that's the only song I could think of. Wait, didn't Prince also do Pussy Control?
Maybe.
That sounds like something he would have done.
And I never thought I would mention the song Pussy Control on this show.
Yeah.
But I just did.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are other songs, like there are other Prince songs that if you heard, you would be like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That one.
Prince was iconic. He's one of those guys that even if you didn't like his music, like you said, you respected the hell out of him. Yeah, you knew Prince. And it's just an awful, awful day for music and the world in general now that Prince is gone, because we're starting to lose those great artists from the 80s.
And
I can't really think of many others. I mean, when Bon Jovi goes, I'm done. That's the first one I could think of for the joke.
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi.
I mean, I know, but that's who you went with?
Well, who else is there?
Oh, man.
Blondie?
Mm.
Blondie?
Please,
can we stop this?
The guys that sing Take On Me.
Next you're going to say Rick Astley.
Take On Me is Aha.
Don't you put that evil out there. Don't you put that evil on me, Jessica Kimball. I mentioned on Twitter, I said that if Mel Brooks goes, I'm done. When Mel Brooks is gone, I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's going to, I mean, and it's one of those things, it's not far out.
It's not because let me look it up, but I think
he's in his 90s.
Yeah, he's either in his 90s or close to. And I know for a fact that when that happens, Tanner is going to take a week off from work.
Oh, yeah.
To mourn.
I'm going
to
be marathoning. Like, the one thing is, I definitely need to, before he passes away, I need to buy the Mel Brooks collection. Because, I mean, I have the ones on Blu-ray that I want, but I also want to have the collection.
Yeah.
But either way, like, for example, things get expensive when people die.
Yeah, they do.
My boss was actually looking at it. He has on the side, he does kind of a record business. He sells vinyl online. And he was saying that he already had like, you know, about 4 o'clock today. He was telling me that he has already sold out of all the Prince records that he had. They're gone.
Yep.
And then he was trying to find and see if, you know, there are any more available on the internet. He found one that was classed as poor condition. It was a Purple Rain album in poor condition for $82.
Dang.
Oh God.
And I'm sure that a lot of the postings were taken down once people realized like, oh, Prince.
Yeah.
They took down their listings so they could repost them at a much higher price.
Oddly enough though, I didn't see the Static X albums go up much. When Wayne Static passed away.
Yeah.
That one didn't seem to go. That damn Bleeding Gums Murphy album jumped up like 100% when he passed away.
There was only one place to get it, and it was this weird, douchey comic guy.
It was this fat guy, big old fat guy. I tried playing it on KBBL, and it only got like 30 feet. It was terrible.
I'm glad we could do that bit.
Thank you.
A Simpsons reference.
I was wondering if anybody else got that. Yeah.
A Simpsons reference that I actually got.
I mask my pain with humor, and I'm really sad that Prince is gone. I'm sad when anyone dies now. I'm so freaking empathetic to everything. I don't care what it is. I can't watch Law and Order SVU anymore because every time there's a commercial, it's for a damn animal abuse center.
Oh God, those commercials. In the eyes of
you get that Sarah McLachlan music and the big sad puppy eyes.
Yeah, staring up at you through a cage.
Kitty.
And if I flip the channel, it's a dying kid in Africa. Or is there something wrong everywhere, and I'm so empathetic to it. I want to help everyone, and I can't help anyone. I can barely afford things.
You can barely help yourself.
Patreon! Support us! My kids need wine!
Alright,
that's from Euro Itchy and Scratchy Land, by the way.
The, one last thing we want to talk about, Shannon, I think there was.
And I want to just point out real quick that Lindsay has a page full of notes.
I'll save it for Random Sunday.
She did her research on tonight's show, and I'm so sorry we spent 40 minutes talking about Blizzard.
You know what? Personally. I don't mind. I like Warcraft.
Okay then. Jesse, what was that last thing?
The $20 bill is getting changed.
Shit! I forgot about that. That's actually something I wanted to talk about.
How about we just save it for Sunday? Because I'm sure we're already over.
We are at 59 minutes and 25 seconds.
Just, well, I mean, we can break the news. Harriet Tubman's on the new 20.
And even though that's really cool because Harriet Tubman did a lot for history.
The $20 mm-hmm. bill is changing, the $10 bill is changing, and the $5 bill is changing. Yep.
And we have no idea what the $10 bill is.
No, we do.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Who is it?
The $10 bill is still remaining. Hamilton on the front and the back of it is going to be homage to women's suffrage.
Oh.
So it's going to have like Susan B. Anthony and Lucretia Mott and a bunch of other ladies that I don't remember their names.
I'm all right with that.
The PC liberal elite turbo lib bullshit
and the $5
of the government now sickens me. So we're going to put all these people who aren't presidents on our currency for no reason at all because you want me to think about women's suffrage.
This bit isn't funny to me.
Okay. I'm just making sure you realize it was
with,
a bit.
With Tubman, though, Andrew Jackson is still going to be on the back of the bill with the White House.
On which bill?
The $20 bill.
Wait, so you have Harriet Tubman on the front and Andrew Jackson
on the
back?
On the back with
Andrew
the White House.
Bigot, loving, Indian hating Jackson is still going to be on the money?
Yeah, he's on the back side. Mm-hmm.
Is he standing in front of the White House with a sign that says, like, go home, darky, or something like that?
I don't know.
Because what an awful person he was.
And then
That's really true.
$5 bill is still, of course, leaving Lincoln on the front, and the back of it is kind of homage to the Lincoln Memorial and events that happened there. It's kind of Martin Luther King Jr. and
okay, I was hoping it was, like, John Wilkes Booth on the back loading his pistol.
No.
So what you're saying is that the $5 bill is going to have... It's going to be equal rights on the back.
Pretty much is what it's going to. And from what little bit of stuff I read, this whole change is going, the theme is to go along with democracy as far as that goes. But what I want to know is why now? Why did they wait till now to do it?
Probably because they're trying to get democracy in before Trump takes it away.
Well, I mean, I think this is a change that people have been campaigning for a while just to try and get. Because, you know, forever it's been dead white presidents on the money.
But that's what money is all across the world. It's your government.
Symbols of government.
Royal families and stuff that way.
It makes sense. And I was half joking when I said that everything politically correct and all that. But in reality, I mean, that's true. The United States has progressed to a point where we want to celebrate
And they are
celebrating
labeling
that
as
more.
Modern money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm honestly, like, I'm completely fine with celebrating
our
history.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just curious as to why now.
I don't know if I'm a fan of it. And honestly, if the government would send me a couple of suitcases laced with the new bills to keep so I can check it for myself, I'd appreciate that. So please, government, if you're listening, go to Patreon and support Podzilla 1985.
We'll pull out the cash. We'll try it out.
Yeah, we'll try it out. We'll see if we like it.
If you do want to learn more of it, I got the information from the official site, which I think it's like modernmoney.treasury.gov or something like that.
Just don't go to whitehouse.com.
guessing it's something dirty.
I think that's still an adult site.
Yeah, it's still an adult site. Because whitehouse.gov, they haven't, you know.
That's the real one.
That's the real one.
Yes.
But no, as far as like why now, to me, why not now? Like, it's one of those things for the longest time, you know, it would be taboo to try and put anything other than a white person on the money. And
we don't have the blacks president and everything.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, now we are, you know, a more culturally diverse country, you know, with a group of exceptions.
The melting pot that is the United States is starting to reflect in our beliefs and the way we've changed our views.
Right.
We've always been a country of different people. And for the longest time, those people were put down. And they're still put down in a lot of ways. Yeah. But we're getting better.
Right. It's
slowly.
We're making progress.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll be, you know, where Europe was 100 years ago.
Eventually, we won't be ashamed to say we're from America. I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed
either. I'm proud to be an American.
We might be in the near future.
If Donald Trump gets elected, I'll be really ashamed to say that I'm American.
No, if Donald Trump gets elected, I promise I will be proud to say I'm Canadian.
we might
finally make that move to Alaska where we're still in the United States, but we're far, far away from
No,
because
then you
else.
Have to deal with Sarah Palin.
And you can see Russia from your front door, and you don't want that. Unless it's Lana.
Sarah Palin.
That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We hope you guys enjoyed the comedy show by Jesse, Lindsay, and Shannon. We wish Tanner could be here with us. I miss him so much. Tanner, if you're listening to this, buddy, shoot me a message. I miss you. And we want to thank you guys for listening. stay tuned for the sports show on Saturday. Lindsay and I appeared on it with Cody. We talked about some really cool stuff. Conor McGregor. We talked a little bit more about China. We talked about Prince. We talked about Kurt Schilling's racist or homophobic stupidity. It was a good show. And then Sunday we might do the random show. We definitely are going to do Nerd Up on Monday. We're going to start this thing all over again. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us. As always, Lindsay, take us out.
Bye.
Good enough.